This next story is told by his grandfather, and his name is Atanak, and this story is by Ingiluk. There was these people that were living together, and they had relatives, they had parents, but they had moved away from their parents, and they lived by the river, these two couples that were married. And they'll go inland and hunt for caribou. And then they love to eat caribou. And his wife would be working all over, doing little things. And then their parents would, I mean, you know, they would go give them food to their parents. Go give them some food. And then it was one of these days that when they had gone out hunting again, her husband got quite a few caribous, and his wife started working again, you know, cutting up all the meat that her husband had gotten, those reindeer and everything. And they took them home by packing them. And it didn't matter how many he got, they still took them home and carried them home. They said, just change, at least change for a while. I've never put on a parka like that before. I mean, you know, not in my life. And she thought for a while. So they took their parkas off and they exchanged. And then the minute they exchanged, the minute she exchanged her parka, the minute she put it on, she fainted and she was weak. And she just landed on the ground. And the other woman, that rich woman, put on her old clothes and she started fighting. You know, she started working. And she looked at her husband, but she couldn't say anything because she had turned into a caterpillar. And she thought, oh my goodness, I shouldn't have done it. Oh my God, I shouldn't have changed parkas with her. But no matter how much she worried, she couldn't do anything about it. So she crawled over to the reindeer's, that reindeer skin. She decided to reach it. She started to crawl over. And she went inside that, the reindeer's ear. And, you know, the skin of that reindeer skin inside the ear. And then she started living in there. And then her husband went home. she knew that her husband went home. And when her husband went home, she looked at her husband, I mean, his wife, you know, she thought that was his wife. And she said, gee, you sure look different. And she said she had such a headache, such a bad headache that she looked different and she felt different. And then they start going home. And then in her mind, that woman that had turned into a caterpillar, she thought, boy, if something could happen to her, you know, she really thought of it. She said, there must be some way that she could get near me. And then they took that skin and they put it in their back and they took it home. And then when they went home, that her, you know, his wife, I mean, he couldn't think. I mean, his wife was different. And anyway, they decided to go home to her parents or to their parents. And that woman that had changed into a caterpillar just stayed in the caribou's ear. I mean, you know, there was nothing she could do. There was nothing, absolutely nothing that she could do. And then when they reached her parents' house, they took out the skins and they put them down on the floor. And then they also put some out on the, outside where they usually hang them in the casting. And then they hanged her there, and it was getting to be cold. It was fall time. And anyway, she stayed there, and there was nothing she could do, nothing that she could do. She wanted to holler at her mother, but how is she going to let them notice them? How is she going to be noticed? And then finally, one day when it got real, real nice, it was hot, she could move around. She went out from that caribou's ear. She decided to take a walk and she went out. And she started walking, she started crawling. And went inside that cellar where they had all the food. You know, she crawled over there and went inside and finally reached it. Well, of course, it must have taken her a while. She went inside that cellar, you know, right on the edge and started staying there because she knew that they always went into the cellar to get some food, especially her mother at night when they went there to get some food to eat. They used it as a refrigerator. And then every time they went there to get some food, she started hollering. She started screaming for her mother. And then yet her mother never noticed her, never said nothing. And then finally one day, when they went down there again to get some food from the cellar, they thought they heard something. I mean, you know, heard something making a noise. And they start listening, really listening. They left again without finding them. And even though she knew she heard something, they just went anyway because they couldn't find out where it was coming from. And then every time they went down there, they start hearing it. You know, there must be somebody in here, but who is in there? And yet she didn't know where it was coming from. And then she'll go home. They'll go home without finding out anything. And then it was one of these days when they went down to the cellar again. That person bought a lantern and went down. One of those lights that they used a long time ago. And then when she heard it again, she took that light and then went towards that sound. And, you know, looking around, went towards that sound. And there she seen her, a caterpillar. It was on the edge of the cellar, and she seen it. And then when she took it, she went close to it, and she started listening. And then she could hear it making a noise, making a sound. And then when it was making a sound, she put it right by her ear, and she started listening. You know, really listening. And then she said, "I am your daughter." And then this, she said, "Look, that woman that was her daughter that was living with her now kept saying, 'Oh, I have a headache. I can't get rid of my headache.'" And then she was trying to raise her like that, even though she knew of that constant headache that this other woman was having, that was a caterpillar that changed into this woman. And she kept listening to that caterpillar and went real, real close. And then she heard her daughter saying, "Mom, Mom." And then she understood it. And then when she understood it, she didn't know what to do for a while. And then she looked at it for a while. And then she grabbed a hold of her knife, her Eskimo knife. And then she got that caterpillar. And then she got her knife. And then she started to cut it open. She started to cut the caterpillar open. And then she did it real carefully. And then she finally got it all cut. And then the minute she finished, it turned into a woman. And, you know, it just appeared. And it was her daughter. And then she said, "I thought that woman said she was my daughter then. Then what is she?" It wasn't her daughter. She knew it was different. It was somebody else. And she said, "You're my mom. Oh, Mom, I miss you so much." You know, she had really missed her. And she said, "Well, she changed her parka with me, and that's how she made me change into a caterpillar." And that's what her daughter told her mother. That's how, what happened. And her mind got mad. She went back over to, she took off from the cellar. She went home and she went inside and she grabbed a hold of her daughter, the one that claimed she was her daughter. And just when she started to say, "Mom," she said, "You are not my daughter." She grabbed a hold of her hair and she threw her to the bed. And then she just threw her. And then the minute she threw her, she disappeared. Where had she gone? She looked all over. And then there, when she looked, it was a caterpillar. You know, caterpillar walking? Right in the middle of the floor. And she went over to the catch. She went over to the catch and got her daughter some clothes, the ones that she had made, and then let her put her clothes on and took her home. She took her real daughter home. And her daughter, she took her daughter back. And that's how the story ended. This next story is heard by his grandfather. Atangnak is his name, and the story begins. There were these people that lived by the salt ocean, salty ocean, and they had these people that had a daughter. And then her daughter never liked to get married. It's an old maid. Even though these young men wanted to marry her, she didn't want to get married. She never liked to get married. And then finally, it was a long time. These young men, you know, try to get married to her. No, she wouldn't get married. She was just a regular old maid. Even though her parents tried to force her to get married, she wouldn't do it. And then she'll say, "Daughter, get married." "No, I won't get married." So, and then she always stayed out in the porch. She had a room out in the porch. You know, that young lady. And then when they knew that she didn't like to get married, they couldn't stand it anymore. And her father couldn't go out hunting anymore. And they thought. And it was early in the morning. They went out. You know her mother? She went out to the porch, you know, thought for a while. Well, before she went out there, she was wondering, she thought, "I wonder why my daughter don't like to get married." So when she woke up, she went out there to the porch and looked on her bed, and there was something on the bed. It was after her daughter had gone out. She decided to look out there and see what was out there. And she thought, "Well, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to kick my daughter out." Because, you know, she was wondering how come she didn't stay inside the house, but she stayed in the porch. You know, she wanted to live like that. And she was wondering, "Well, I wonder why." And then the minute her daughter walked in, she went out there and got her bed together, and then there was a head in there, a person's head in there, inside her beddings. And that head just smiled at her. You know, it was just a head, but it started smiling at her mother. And then the lantern. You know, that lantern? She grabbed a hold of that lantern and just hit that head and just threw it out. You know, she was scared of it. That head landed on the ground and started rolling. Right towards the ocean, it started rolling. And it kept on rolling and rolling and rolling. And then that woman's, her daughter started running after it. You know, running after that head. And it went right by the ocean, and then it started going away from the ocean and started, you know, going by the beach. And her daughter started going after it. And she followed it, and she followed it, and she couldn't reach it. And then while she was following it, she seen something like a house. And that house, when she got to it, looked different. You know, it looked odd. And when that woman reached it to that house, she stood outside by the porch for a while. She decided to go inside. And then the minute she went in, she seen a lot of heads out in the porch, people's heads, just all over. And they were all smiling at her. And then she found her husband's head in there too. And it was bloody, freshly killed. And then she went towards it, and then she said, "Don't go near me." That's what the head said. He said, "Just go inside." And then when she went inside, she seen a man. And that man was inside, you know, just sitting around. And he said, "So that is a person that always went out hunting for me. And I see that you had run after him, all right. That is the only hunter I had. I sure didn't want him to be killed. But there's nothing I could do about it. There's no way that it could be returned. You can't go out. You can't go to your husband. You can't get your husband. There is no way that you could grab your husband's hand anymore. And this is how you're going to live." And if this is how you want to live, this is how you're going to do it. And then that person wouldn't help her. Said, "Go ahead, go out." And she didn't know which way to go. She didn't want to go home. She was rather embarrassed to go home. And so outside, she stayed outside for a while. And she was embarrassed. She didn't want to go inside. She didn't want to go home. She really wanted to go inside, but there was no way that she could get inside because she was kicked out of there. And embarrassed, frustrated. And she thought for a while. She started going backwards. She took off again. And then when she returned and went backwards, she seen a tree while she was walking. And when she reached it, it was a red fox. A red fox. He was trying to get inside the ground. And then she asked him, she said, "What are you doing?" And then that red fox said, "When my parents didn't want to have anything to do with me anymore, I ran away from them." And she said, "No, they didn't say anything to you. It is your fault. It's nobody's fault but yours. There's nothing I could do. There's no way I could help you." And then she took off again. And then when she said, "Don't feel sorry for me," so she took off again because she knew nobody would feel sorry for her. And then she went like that and went all alone and traveled. She seen a house again. And when she reached that house, she stood outside for a while and she decided to go inside that house. And when she went inside, there was a little old woman in there. And that little old woman said, "Well, I see that a person had come around again. And if you could save me, if you could save me, I could save you too." That's what that little old woman said. "If you could save me, I will save you too." And she said, "I can't get any water anymore, so can you get me some water?" That's what that little old woman told this young lady. So she went over and got her some water. She was happy to get it. She got her water. And then when she got there, when she took it inside, the water inside, that woman said, If you go from here, you'll reach a house, and when you get inside the house, you won't see anybody again. You won't reach people again. But if you go inside and if you hear somebody say something, don't look. Don't look. Don't look whatsoever, because if you see them, that is going to be the end of your life. So nobody is going to help you again. Nobody. So she said, if you want to go, go right ahead. So she left. And then she kept on traveling. And then she seen that house. And then when she reached it, she did what that little old woman said. She went inside. And then when she went inside, there was nobody in there. Nobody. And then when she stayed in there for a while, she heard something, a noise, like a lot of people. A lot of people, like they were having a lot of fun, just laughing. And then she heard them, but she wouldn't look back. She wouldn't look back. And then she could hear them. And then they reached her. And then she heard these men laughing and everything. And they want her to look back, but she wouldn't. They made her laugh. They did everything, but she wouldn't look back. Doing everything to make her look back. They tried to force her to, but she wouldn't do it. She stood with it for a while. She remembered what that little old woman said and tried to do as she said. And then when she withstood it, she didn't hear anything anymore. And then when she didn't hear any more sound, there a person went in. It was a man. It was that man, her husband. He had come alive and had reached her. It wasn't a head anymore. And then they started living there again. Her husband and her. She got her husband back. And then that little old woman is how she made that young lady end it, because she didn't like to get married. And that is the end of the story. This story that was heard by all kinds of people, and this is by Samuel Anasugak, and the name of it is Stupid. There was a stupid man that was went by the beach, and it was just calm and just beautiful. And he was traveling along. And he was traveling and just goofing around and looking and you know, just enjoying the day. And then he reached a woman. Oh, he went under this mountain. And then while he was traveling under this mountain, he started to look down, and there was that beautiful woman. A beautiful woman. And then he had passed her. So he went back and then started to look for her again. And then he seen her again. And just when he started to grab her, she seemed to be gone again. And then he started going back and forth. And then every time he started to grab her, it'll disappear. She'll disappear. And then finally, he really decided to grab a hold of her and went real slow and start to look for her and seen her. And the minute he seen her, he started to grab a hold of her and he capsized. He went inside the water and started and he started turning and fighting. And then drowned. He drowned. And then when it was, what he was looking at, it was an owl. He thought that it was an owl. He thought that beautiful woman was an owl, and that's the end of the story. There was these two people that were living together, and they always be together. His wife just loved her husband. And then finally they left. And then he always went to travel. And then finally one day when they went out hunting again, went out hunting inland, she started to go near the ocean, and she heard somebody, a voice, go, Daniel. He, that's the end of the story. Somebody said his name, and that's the end of the story.